How you doing? This is Jim DeSantis with Movie Brain Rot, and I'm here once again with Brian Quain with Before You Submit.
How
you
doing, Brian? Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
And I'm good.
Today we're talking about festival tips, attending festivals, right?
I would like to get into that. I really would, because I've been, September, spent a lot of time in New York and just got done with a little festival. And I want to talk. I want to, because people always ask me, you know, how do you do it? How do you see so many films? Well, I cheat because I see them prior to the festival.
You do cheat.
I do.
I don't cheat, though. I'm not.
No, you don't, because that's what I think is great, is that, yes, I work it. You attend them.
I attend them.
You attend them.
I'm an attendee.
You do.
And you're a creator,
pretty much. I like to, you know, help make a festival happen. We've tried that before here. And I like sitting on committees. I love, and you know, that's what I do with the company anyway, is watching other, you know, everybody's films. So I enjoy it. I love seeing these films. You can go from anywhere from a one film. This week, sitting on a committee right now, I rated a one. And then I actually, in a batch of brand new films, I actually found a seven. So
really?
It's good. It's, you know, it's exciting. You know?
So you're sort of like the funnel. Mm-hmm. You're the funnel that, like,
yes.
When you see a,
yes,
when
yes,
you
yes,
see
yes,
a,
yes,
a film that comes to, let's just say, you know, the Florida Film Festival. Say a film comes to the Florida Film Festival. It has to funnel through you, like through, you know, through the committee. And then you choose, like, you guys vote on, like, what do you think is the best films in
right.
the bunch. And you guys pick. I mean, and not everything has to do with it, the film's the best film. Sometimes it's a timely film. Sometimes things tie in with what's going on or things
that,
around.
With documentaries, that happens. You do get a genre. I'm not going to give away all the genres. There were films I saw last month that I was like, oh, you're going to do well in that aspect of
right.
the docs. You know, it's like we have found that. Let's go with one, War Doc, because it's popular right now.
War Docs,
there's the War Docs. There's always that War Doc. And there are films out there that could be a breath of fresh air. I'm done seeing the My Child Went to Iraq film. I'm done with the gays in Iraq films. I'm done
right.
with when there's also gay genre of docs.
Oh, gay
know?
Genre is very popular.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very popular one. And then there's past directors or other different kinds of films that... But there are different types of docs and stuff like that. And we do, you know, you being on a docs committee is much harder than being on a narrative feature.
Because you have committee. To kind of, because you have to kind of subgenre the text.
Yeah, you do. You have to pick the best one that's in that genre. Docs.
Right. And it's sometimes it's hard, probably.
And
it's
in narrative, you know, last year I did sit on the Florida Film Festival selections committee last year, and we never had a musical in competition.
Right.
We had two last year, which
that's
was
pretty amazing.
Yeah, Rainbow Around the Sun. If you people have never seen Rainbow Around the Sun, this is where I think we should start getting into our topic at hand is see it before you see other films that you need to see. Rainbow Around the Sun is basically it's a low budget version of what you would get with Hedwig and the Angry Inch, maybe even a Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Sure.
You know, daddy issues and, you know, Pink Floyd's The Wall. We're not saying people are walking around with Play-Doh
masks, you're right.
But it's, you know, daddy issues.
It's got your main plot. It's got a plot carrying it.
It does.
And then it's got a subplot.
It's very sweet. Yeah. You're really going through this Blasto, Zachary Blasto. You're going through his emotions. It's a great musical. Fantastic musical.
Right.
Rainbow Around the Sun's fantastic. And I definitely want to say hello to those guys.
And what was the other one?
Were the World Mine, which actually had the gay subtext. It's Were the World
gay
Mine
subtext.
Was the Midsummer Night's Dream in a high school.
Okay.
And it was the gay version of Midsummer Night's Dream. Musical.
So, no, that leads into one I think is a really good tip, was and you mentioned this to me earlier, was, and this is something I come to Brian about a lot, I'm like, if you had to pick three films, what three films are unique that you think that would be hard for distribution because they're so unique?
Right.
And I ask you, like, what can I see that I may not be able to see anywhere else because I only get to go to one festival? What three films? And guess what he picked? He picked that one because it's a musical. And, you know, maybe a musical is a little harder to get made or
it
something
is.
Like that. A
it
little
is.
Harder to get distribution. I'm
it's
not saying
very
it's any
hard
worse.
To get distribution. Exactly.
I'm not saying it's a bad film. I'm just saying it's just hard to get distribution on a film that's so... You know, it has like a... It doesn't
is.
Have
when
a...
are you going to see it again? I mean,
right.
I wish...
And I saw it, I'm happy I saw it.
Yeah. But stay away from the more spotlight films, the directors you know. I
right.
mean, if you're going in completely blind and you go to a festival and there's a director you know, chances are it's a decent director who's going to be on HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, IFC, Sundance.
Or at least
and
a DVD release.
Yeah. And you'll probably see it at the Regals and the AMC Selects. Let's not forget that Regal Cinemas has their art house section, and AMC Select will have maybe Ed Harris's new one, Appaloosa,
But don't forget
they'll also have a great selection of indie films that will be coming to them.
No, you're right.
My hint is try to get two docs. Try to get two narrative features. Always find something that's in competition. International. Branch out. Pick one international that you find that's like, if you're going to Toronto, you're screwed because how many films they have. But if you're going to your local city's film festival, get to know that program and find a film that you think best suits you, that you're going to get a lot out of, and make sure it's somebody you've never heard of.
Yeah, when I go to the festival, the first thing I do is I come to Brian is sort of he's my link to what's going on. He knows what's happening. He can kind of tell me the buzz, and I get my top three. So I make sure that I mark those down in my book.
I love it. Yeah.
And I plan it. I plan it out in my book. I'm going to do it because I'm attending the festival, and I'm like, I'm going to go this day, and this day. Now, those 3 days locked in.
You're not different from a lot of people.
I lock those 3 days in, and then I plan other things around those days. And
right.
Those are the three musts, and then I work myself backwards.
I'm forced to attend these parties. I have to go to these parties at a lot of, even in New York. Oh, my. You see people. When I do the festivals in New York, as soon as I walk out of there, people have their programs.
Right.
There is a line, not a line, but there's always those little places that people sit, and I swear they have their Sharpie, and they're booking it. They are locking it. They get up, go back to the box office, ching.
Right.
Here in Florida, people go to the little coffee house that's right next door. They go into the lobby of Enzion Theater. Enzion Theater, we're hoping to get as our video podcast. They are now opening a bar there. Enzion Theater is a cinema food house.
Yeah, it's an art cinema house that's also
art cinema house,
food.
Single screen theater here that hosts and sponsors. It's the head supporter of the Florida Film Festival. It's a great little place, and hopefully we could show it to you soon. We'd like to film there. So that's it. Just grab the program, like you said. Grab that program. And I think the next tip for the next episode will help a lot of people too.
Okay.
So, all right, guys. That's it. Remember, try to find that film you never heard of, that director you never heard of, and you're probably going to start seeing a cast of people you have heard of, because a lot of these independent filmmakers are starting to find great actors.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Actors are starting to go back.
They're
going back to the roots.
I love it. So, all right, guys. Thanks, Jim. Thank you, as always.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Yeah.
I love it. So, all right. We'll talk to you guys soon.